Hey guys, welcome to the weekend. It's Saturday, finally. I am Troy Stegner, Zia Comics Talk Nerdy to Me, and I'm going to give you all the nerdy news you need to get you through the day. Let me share the screen and minimize myself because I'm sure you don't really care to see me. I'll show you what it is I am talking about. Boom, on the screen. Okay, it's a weekend. It's a little slower, so there's not a lot. I'm going to try to get through this so you can nurse your hangovers. Dark Avengers. They have a script commissioned for Dark Avengers. If you're not familiar with who they are, it is the Norman Osborn-led, at least the first series was, guys they put together. Norman Osborn, at some point, he took over S.H.I.E.L.D. and started Hammer. I mean, dude was bad. Anyway, Dark Avengers is a group of villains that are masquerading as the good guys under the good guys' names, doing all this stuff that the Avengers usually do, but of course they were the villains. Really interesting story. The Dark Avengers, I really like that storyline. That's the kind of Norman Osborn character I like, where he is plotting all this weird stuff. I think he was he led Thunderbolts for a while there too. Anyway, like it says here, Dark Avengers spun out of the Secret Invasion stuff with the Skrulls. They were secretly supervillains working under the code name of the already known superheroes. So they've commissioned a script for this at Marvel Studios. That doesn't mean you're going to get a movie. They commission scripts all the time. A lot of times they'll commission the script and then they'll get it and it'll gather dust on a shelf for years and years and they'll pull it out and make it then. Or sometimes it never gets made. They just have the script for it. So, but this is the first step. Cross your fingers. We're going to get a Dark Avengers movie. I would love to see Marvel explore the villain side of the stories. I mean, we've seen enough of the superheroes. Let's see them tell a villain story. Interesting. Okay, all kinds of news coming out of New York Comic Con. New York Comic Con is going on this weekend, I'm sorry. It's probably only second to San Diego for having information put out. One of the big things is you're going to get a Batman the Animated Series boxed set. The whole run of Batman the Animated Series. And that is, I attribute that to the big resurgence when it came out of Batman popularity. Because it kind of waned there for a while. And then the Animated Series came out. And the Animated Series was just so, so good. And they brought us some iconic characters. That's where Harley Quinn spun out of the animated series. She was a little different in the animated series. She's changed and morphed along the way into the character you know today. But she was still one of the characters that came out of the animated series. So yeah, this box set's coming out October 30th. If you're a Batman animated series fan, which why wouldn't you be? You could pick this thing up, watch this, binge watch the whole thing. The artwork, the Bruce Timm artwork, amazing. It's very distinctive. You can tell his artwork. I actually have a signed print from Bruce Timm. It was from Justice League, though, not Batman. It's the stories and the artwork just work together so well. So, end of this month, get yourself a Halloween present. Pick up Batman the Animated Series box set. I know I'm going to. Darth Vader is going to be ending his run. Marvel's going to end him at number 25. This is the second volume of the series. The first one ran for 25 issues also. I don't know if this is a planned thing Marvel does with just running them for 25 issues. I'm not opposed to it. I don't like when a lot of these titles hang around way past their relevancy. The miniseries are really good, but this one, 25, that's a good 2-year run. They tell their story and then they get out of it rather than just lingering around and being, boring in between events. The first volume of Darth Vader was great. This second one so far has been really good also. This is one that you can see here. It looks like he's on Mustafar with his Vader's castle, which is it's got its own series now also. So, yeah, this December, Darth Vader number 25 is going to be the last one in this Volume 2. They also, if you didn't know, the Poe Dameron series, they ended it in September. I'm glad that they don't keep these things around, just beat them in the ground. The Poe Dameron series didn't do as well for us in the store. Darth Vader just sells like gangbusters for us. He's an iconic character. Everybody loves him. So December, you're going to see number 25. They're ending that volume. And I believe I read they have plans to kick off another one. Here we go. This one's going to be a much smaller. It's a 5-issue miniseries, Shadow of Vader. It's going to come out sometime in 2019, next year. So, pick up that last one December 19th. IDW has hit a big milestone. They're celebrating their 20th anniversary. So IDW has been around for 20 years. That's pretty impressive. They have, and they have some pretty big licenses too. They have Ninja Turtles, Jim, Ghostbusters, Star Trek. I believe they have Transformers. Anyway, they're going to be doing starting with their January 2019 publications, they're going to start the IDW 20/20. What that is, these comic books, they're either going to their big cornerstone comic, titles. They're going to either look at them 20 years in the future or 20 years in the past. So you're going to get to see how some of these characters and titles got to where they are or where they're going to be going in 20 years. And let's see, who do we got here? The Ghostbusters are saying it's going to go 20 years in the future. the original Ghostbusters, they're kind of only taking on the big jobs. They're sending these other Ghostbuster groups out to do the menial, what they consider menial tasks. So the Sanctum of Slime Ghostbusters, which are Bridget, Samuel, Gabriel, and Alan, they're the ones who are getting sent out to do, in the future, these menial jobs. One of them is what they think is going to be just a ritual haunted house. That's a simple one. And obviously, it turns out that's not so. So, Ghostbuster fans, you're going to get to see where they're planning on going with them in the future with their IDW 2020 there. Jim and the Holograms. It's another one set in the future. I don't know a lot about Jim, but I know they're going to see where she goes in 20 years. My Little Pony. This one is actually one of the ones I believe is going to be set in the past. Yeah, 20 years in the past. They're going to see, how the main characters, Twilight Sparkle, Rainbow Dash, Pinkie Pie, all those guys, how they kind of came together as young foals. And form the bond that they have now for My Little Pony. Star Trek. This is probably one of the unsung titles for IDW. It doesn't get the due that it deserves. Really well written. If you haven't had a chance to pick up any of their Star Trek series, you really should. Like was it Black Mirror or Shatter Mirror? One of the ones where it's the alternate universe with Picard being a bad boy and the whole crew kind of being, more evil. Good stuff. You should read it. Anyway, IDW's 2020 for Star Trek. This one sounds really good. They're going to go 20 years in the past with Jean-Luc Picard. It's before he even got the captain's chair on the Enterprise, he was on the USS Stargazer. So you're going to get to see what he did to earn that captain's chair of the Enterprise. You look at the picture here, I'm guessing that's Picard 20 years ago with hair. Maybe, possibly. Picard is one of the more popular captains. Brilliant tactician. So we're going to get to see 20 years ago how he earned that reputation as being one of the great captains when he was on the USS Stargazer. Really like that one. Ninja Turtles, it's going 20 years in the future. You see the Ultron Civil War is just still going on. Technodrome is around, you know, threatening people. And you're going to see the Turtles, what they do to stop this Ultron invasion. So IDW's 20th anniversary. Congratulations, IDW. Thank you for doing this 2020 celebration. I like the idea. I can't wait to see where you guys go with these in the future and past deals. We are going to, speaking of Star Trek, we're going to have a huge Star Trek crossover in the comics. This is, I believe, the first time that they've got all these four together. You got, you know, Next Generation, DS9, Voyager, and the original series going to cross over, and it's because of the Q. If you don't know Q, Q is a race of people, the Q Continuum, but it's also what they call each other. They call each other Q. They're kind of like Marvel's Watchers. They actually put their fingers in the happenings and kind of shape what's going on. They are trying to keep everything peaceful. They do it in John Delancey's character Q does it in a kind of a practical joking type way. He's always there just to have, you know, amuse himself while he's doing it. So this is the way I read it. It kind of sounds like Marvel's Secret Wars with Star Trek characters. They're bringing all the crews from these things, these four different Star Trek properties together. And pitting them against each other. I'm assuming that they're all going to be without ships. They're just kind of going to be on the planet surface. It doesn't really say. I really don't think they would put the ships against each other. So anyway, yeah, the Q, to amuse themselves, they're just going to throw all those four Star Trek groups together to see who comes out on top. It's going to be called the Star Trek Q Conflict Number 1. Sounds interesting. Like I said, the Star Trek titles are really good. If you're not reading them, try them out. Here we go. This is the first time I think I've seen this happen. A serialized podcast, is being turned into a comic book. Marvel and Stitcher, they have a scripted podcast that is a Wolverine story. He's up in Alaska and he gets accused of a murder, and while they're investigating, they kind of find out he's got a double identity. It's not a bad written podcast if you ever listen to it. Voice acted out. It's being turned, like I said, into a comic. If it's as good as the podcast, I'm guessing they're going to take it directly from the podcast and put it on the page. It's a good story. Check out the podcast and wait for January to see it in comic book form. We're going to get another Spider-Man title. This one is going to be a little different rather than focus on his, you know, big superheroic stuff he does. They're kind of going down more microcosm. They're going to be looking more at his family life, his life at his apartment. Coming in January, like I said, more focus on the smaller view of Peter Parker's life. So you'll get to see like the relationship with his neighbors, with his Aunt May, with all the different little things that go on in his life that doesn't really concern him wearing a costume. Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man coming in January, written by Tom Taylor. So if you're a Spider-Man fan, and what endears most people to Spider-Man is his everyman type stuff, not just his heroics, so might be good. Invaders. This is an older comic book they're bringing back. If I remember correctly, this was back originally when Marvel was still Timely Comics. They used a lot of the Timely characters, putting them together. It was based off an old comic, All-Star Squadron, I think. They're putting them all the, anyway, back together. Captain America and Namor are going to be going against each other. It's going to, you know, jump back and forth in time from when they fought together on the Invaders team back during World War II, and in modern times now where they're fighting each other. The old Invaders was a really good comic. I think the team was made up. It was, of course, Namor and Captain America were on the team. You had the original humanoid Human Torch. It wasn't Johnny Storm. He was actually an android back then. He had a sidekick named Toro. Captain America's sidekick Bucky was on the team. And I'm probably missing somebody, but that was the main makeup of the team. So they're going to be showing the juxtaposition of how these guys changed over time, or really didn't change, but how they went from friends or allies to kind of enemies. Two totally different characters. You got the Boy Scout, Captain America, always doing good. And then you got Namor, who, for lack of a better word, is just a prick. He's always about himself. Only cares about Atlantis. Or not Atlantis. He always only cares about his domain there, underground or undersea domain. Written by Chip Zdarsky. I like a lot of his stuff. I think I'd like to see him do this. So you're going to get to see them fighting together and then later on fighting head-to-head. The cool thing is they're going to have two different artists doing the interior work. One is going to work on the World War II era stuff, and one's going to work on the modern era stuff. So you're going to see a difference in the styles there, which are probably going to help you a lot when they jump back and forth in the timelines. That different artistic style will help you switch over in your mind. Invaders number one is due out in January 2019. See if they return to prominence. We've got some new Hasbro Marvel Legends toys. They are, I think this is another New York Comic Con announcement. Yeah, it is. Tons of stuff. You're going to have, like it says here, Black Order, Beta Ray Bill, Night Thrasher, and more. Let's take, I'll show you a picture here. A few pictures. We got, looks like, you know, the black-suited Spider-Man, Kraven. I'm not sure what's going on with the necks here. The necks look a little elongated, kind of giraffe-looking necks. That's supposed to be Kraven. Come on, Hasbro, what are you thinking? I can't get over the necks. I keep going back to the necks. Oh, this one doesn't look bad. Not too bad, but then again, I can't see the side view from the neck. Ah, Kang and the... I guess that's Hydra Cap, huh? Hydra Cap, if that is Hydra Cap, he's one of the best characters that they brought out for a while. They need to bring more of him. In the comics. Whoop, there we started. Here's some of the Black Order. You saw him in the Avengers Infinity War movie. He was one of Thanos's dudes there. You know what? I probably do know his name. Let me look it up. It is... Nope. Yeah, Corvus Glaive, that's what I thought. Let's go back. Nope, there we go. So that's Corvus Glaive. Whenever he has this staff in his hand with the blade, it makes him kind of immortal. At some point in the comics, you know, Thanos was out of the picture. Corvus tried to kind of take over the universe on his own. Thanos came back, broke the blade off of the staff here, which means Corvus was no longer immortal. And rather than be killed by Thanos, Corvus grabbed the broken part of the blade and committed suicide. Ebony Maw, you saw he was the one that was going up against Doctor Strange in Infinity War. Genius level intellect, just an all-around bad dude. They're making Deadpool... Deadpool little collectibles look like mystery mini opening packages here, foil packages. Here's what's going to be in some of those packages. Just Deadpool being his usual goofy self. Looks like maybe even Lady Deadpool. Squirrelpool. Yeah, you got some pretty iconic Deadpool things here. You know, his blue and yellow costume. X-Force costume. Yeah, he... Not bad. There he is. The man. Beta Ray Bill. If you don't know about Beta Ray, look him up. He whooped Thor's butt twice. Rather convincingly, actually. He was able to pick up Mjolnir. Odin was so impressed that he had the dwarves forge his own hammer. Stormbreaker? Or Stormbringer? Anyway, he's got his own magical, mystical hammer by the dwarves there. Great character. Not sure if I like this one. Yeah, I don't know. I guess it's okay. And then we're back to the beginning. That guys, is the last bit of nerdy news I have for you today. I hope that's enough to get you through to tomorrow, because I will be... let me pull myself up. I want to thank you guys for watching. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Mash that bell icon to be notified whenever I put up a new video. If you're one of my auditory-only friends on podcast, subscribe to me on your favorite podcast platform. I will see you guys tomorrow. Later, nerds.
Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.